Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. Today's Blue Paper, Finding the Best Job Candidate, is presented by 4imprint Incorporated videographer Lance Stratton.
The best job candidate for the job. Find the sharpest needle in the haystack. Painlessly. Well, almost. If your company is hiring, you've probably noticed a dramatic uptick in the number of resumes you've received. In this podcast, we will pull together tips and tricks from industry professionals for finding the best candidate for your position. When John Hulsey lists job openings these days, he's truly astounded by the results. Hulsey is the corporate controller for San Diego, California-based Mantis Financial Group Incorporated. He describes the growth he is seeing in applications. Quote, I am seeing candidates with law degrees applying for a receptionist position. I am seeing people apply for any job, no matter what their history is. For a receptionist ad on Craigslist, I received 200 responses in a few hours. For an IT specialist ad, I received nearly 100 in 24 hours. End quote. Melody McLean tells a similar story. She is the Human Resources Director at Stearns, a Santa Ana, California-based mortgage company. As the mortgage industry began to collapse in late 2007, McLean said she started seeing an uptick in resumes. As a privately held lender not dealing in subprime loans, Stearns didn't experience the same challenges as some other lenders. Instead, Stearns is thriving and hiring, and the company has been inundated by resumes from mortgage lending professionals who have been laid off. She says, quote, I was able to get people in receptionist positions who were previously underwriters making six figures. They just wanted to get their foot in the door and hope that something opens up. End quote. As the trend continued, McLean was forced to change hiring tactics. Quote, I have stopped posting positions for the most part and have gone to other recruitment methods, she explained, because when I post a position, I'm getting way too many applicants and most of them are not qualified or overqualified. End quote. A changed job market. It's a sign of the economic times. Since the economic recession began in December 2007, the U.S. Department of Labor reports that 5.7 million jobs have been lost. This April, nearly all major private sector industries experienced job losses. Over the past 12 months, the number of unemployed persons has risen by 6 million, raising the unemployment rate by 3.9 percentage points. For employees seeking talented staff, the result is both good and bad. According to corporate controller Hulsey, the pro, I can get a much better candidate for less money. The con, I have to make sure they have a career path identified through my company or they will already start looking. The other con, the entire hiring process is so much more complicated. Companies looking to hire have an enormous field of candidates from which to choose, yet the market is flooded with job applicants, many of them desperate to get work doing something, anything, even if they aren't remotely qualified. McLean says that can mean a lot of extra work. Quote, we have people applying for positions who have no experience in the lending industry at all. They don't even read the position description. I'll end up with 340 applications and maybe only 20 actually qualify. So it's just really too time-consuming to actually sit there and look at everyone's application. The result of the onslaught of resumes is McLean can't respond to most applicants. She simply doesn't have time. The upward trend in the number of job applicants is affecting both large and small businesses, sending them scrambling for new solutions to finding the veritable needle in the haystack. The best candidate for the job? The question, how? Revamping recruitment efforts. One of the ways companies are getting a selection of high-qualified candidates is by posting openings with greater discretion. In the past, during economically rich times when companies were expanding, job seekers held the cards and companies battled for the best candidates, widely casting their nets. Most companies posted openings on online job search engines, giving hiring organizations access to a pool of applicants of unprecedented proportions. Job seekers found greater convenience in the application process. Clicking on a single Apply Now button and attaching a resume allowed them to apply for hundreds of jobs with relative immediacy, without the inconvenience of sending a paper resume and cover letter via U.S. mail. Ken Johnson is a partner of DaVinci Search, a talented acquisition company based in St. Paul, Minnesota. He explains why this situation is, in some cases, far less than ideal. He adds advertising on multiple sites is probably not the best way to promote an opening, but some companies feel compelled to spread the word of an opening and are willing to handle the onslaught of resumes. Again, a better supply doesn't mean a better supply. Most experienced recruiters will tell you that they won't find the best candidates from posting on the average job board. Rather, your best people come from referrals and targeted recruiting. Most companies would be better served to offer a strong internal referral program versus dumping tons of money on passively recruiting on job boards. New technology in hiring. Of course, the job market now is vastly different than it was even 5 years ago, giving employers a greater selection of candidates with a wide variety of backgrounds, some highly qualified, some without any experience whatsoever, and a fat middle section of candidates with average levels of experience. As a result, organizations are looking to rewrite the book on old-fashioned recruitment efforts to produce better results for less effort. Here are a few tips for using new technology to your advantage. 1. Keep tabs on your association memberships, trade groups, and industry contacts. In fact, it might be helpful to keep a master list of industry leaders fed by colleagues, customers, and friends. 2. Tap into the new job search sites. Johnson recommends online business networking sites like The Ladders and LinkedIn as resources for finding applicants for anything but entry-level positions. Some organizations and job seekers alike are finding success with websites like TugLink, an online peer-to-peer job search and referral community that uses a form of crowdsourcing to find the best applicants. Websites like Guru, a site which matches freelancers with companies, offer a score rank system, matching a candidate's skill set and experience with a company's job requirements. The service is being offered in similar forms by many job sites. CareerScribe enables companies to request candidates, create a profile, upload a video introduction, explain their career goals, showcase their accomplishments on a career timeline, and upload supporting documents. 3. Don't forget the old-fashioned power of networking and referrals. They simply take on new form with the help of technology. Facebook and Twitter can help you tap the vast networks your existing employees have. Chances are they are connected to hundreds, maybe thousands of industry professionals. You just need to create the opportunity for them to refer those connections. And 4, an electronic resume culling capability is a nice bonus to the new technology available, and some would say it's now vital to the hiring process. McLane has just begun using electronic resume review systems, in this case, Monster.com's resume search option for which the company has an annual subscription. The site finds job hunters who fit the skill set the organization is seeking. She describes how she uses it to search for keywords and levels of experience. Quote, it shows how well it matches your search criteria, and you can filter through that way. We've actually had a lot of luck doing things that way rather than just posting a position and waiting for the avalanche. We don't have the time to sift through a huge number of resumes. We're understaffed. End quote. McLane says she facilitates the hiring process, and managers at the organization are hands-on in narrowing down the field of candidates. Proactively searching for candidates who fit what they're looking for simplifies the process on the front end. Low-tech solutions. Of course, just like the days before the internet became the go-to source for worldwide job opportunities, you can still use the power of people to find the right hires. Some tips. 1. Hire headhunters. You can hire a search firm to locate and evaluate potential job candidates, whether they are found internally or recruited externally, removing the front-end legwork from your to-do list. 2. Catch, release, then catch again. You've had great employees in the past who have gone on to advance their careers with other organizations. Why let the good ones get and stay away? In some industries, rehiring past employees is commonplace. Jane Goldner, a talent retention, hiring, and business crisis expert, says that's right. With a PhD in human resources, Goldner has experience as a consultant to Fortune 100 companies, helping match the right person to key job openings. Goldner suggested seeking to hire those you've worked with in some capacity in the past, so you know their work. 3. It's who you know. The old adage is true. Look to people who have been recommended by those you trust. Then, during the interview, Goldner recommends asking about the candidate's job-related interests, previous work environments, and ideal company culture to determine if the individual will fit within your company culture. And 4, go campus scouting. Looking for entry-level staff or those with higher degrees? Megan Hendricks, Director of Employer Relations for the University of South Florida College of Business in Tampa, has been helping companies with their hiring needs for more than 9 years. She suggests employers work with a campus or university career center to identify college candidates. Quote, career center staff are usually more than willing to help employers with their recruiting needs. Often, Their job posting systems allow the employer to select specific criteria to narrow down candidates by select criteria. You can also connect with faculty and student groups within individual colleges to promote your organization and its recruiting needs. End quote. Redefining the role. Halsey, the corporate controller, says the days of posting general help wanted ads are long gone. Employers need to be specific in order to weed out candidates who don't have the qualifications. He says special instructions help narrow the field even more. He encourages employers to be specific and clear, saying, to apply for this position, reply with your resume attached and include receptionist in subject line. He explains that phrasing can help you separate those who can follow directions from those who cannot. Next, he advises looking for typos in resumes that look like MySpace pages, than candidates who specifically reference a different position. His advice for companies struggling to rein in the number of job applicants is to be specific with what you want in an employee and write an ad that clearly explains the position and the expectations. Quote, then, he says, be firm. Don't let mission creep take hold. Know what you want and get it. End quote. Halsey also points out that it's important to choose someone you can truly develop. Quote, if a realistic career path is there, a super candidate may start for less to get his foot in the door. End quote. Halsey explains, pulling from the personal experience. Did I mention I went to work for one company in December for 3 days as a temp, but stuck around because they didn't want to let me get away? And over the next 6 weeks, was promoted again and again until I was finally the corporate controller. Yep, I took a $12 per hour temp job with the confidence I could find the right company and make something amazing happen. And I did. Brandy Britton, Regional Vice President for Office Team, a staffing service specializing in the placement of administrative professionals, agrees with Halsey. Finely tuning job ads can ensure a candidate is a great fit for your company. In addition, she suggests posting ads in targeted places such as niche publications and professional association websites. Quote, it'll make your job easier because you'll attract people who show an interest in their field and a commitment to ongoing education. End quote. In addition, Britton recommends the following. 1. Get help. A staffing firm can sort through resumes and meet with applicants before informing you of promising candidates. By the time you interview the candidates, you already know they meet your basic requirements. Specialized recruiters will have the specific experience needed to fill the jobs in your field. And through their networks, they can identify candidates you might not otherwise meet, highly skilled workers who may not be actively looking for a new opportunity. 2. Narrow the field by phone. Following up on promising resumes with a 10 to 15 minute telephone interview can help ensure that you invite only the best candidates to in-person interviews. This can be huge time savers since you'll get an early reading on a person's interpersonal skills and potential fit with your team. 3. Get the scoop from your admin. Based on a recent Office Team survey, 61% of executives said that their assistant's opinion about candidates they interview is important. With exposure to many different project groups and departments, administrative professionals have a good sense of what type of person will fit into the work environment. Also, assistants can evaluate whether an individual matches the boss's work style. 4. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate when you identify strong applicants. Top performers are in demand in any market. By moving too slowly, you risk losing your first choices and extending the hiring process. And 5. Do your research. It's important to always check references to get background on candidates' past job performance. Also consider looking at online profiles to see if any positive or negative information is available that could affect a hiring decision. John Younger is a president and CEO for Acolo Incorporated, an advancement and recruitment management system in Larkspur, California. He said there are several measures a company can take that statistically will yield much more appropriate candidates who produce more and stay with the organization longer. He suggested setting up systems that will allow people to indicate future interest in the company. He says, quote, the best way to do this is to set up some way for people to self-select to know about future openings at the company, end quote. Younger says Acolo Incorporated has some companies with over 4,000 people self-selecting to know about future jobs. In addition, Younger said companies must realize the importance of creating an accurate and compelling job description to attract the right person. Others expand this thought to the development of your website. Younger advises you ask yourself, does your Join Our Team section of your company's website tell and even sell potential employees about the vision, mission, values, and culture of your company? Do you present a message about how people are valued? Do you express your commitment to quality and to your customers? If not, you are missing out on one of the most important recruiting tools you have to appeal to prospective high-potential employees. And while overtaxed human resources departments may struggle to stay on top of a blizzard of resumes, Younger argued it's important to give applicants closure, as each person applying may also be a customer, investor, and referral source. Yet, 94% of the people applying to jobs today never hear back from anyone. The interview. So you've tapped new technology. You've controlled the number of applicants by carefully wording the job description. You strategically search job sites, sifting through resumes that show a candidate has the skills you need in the person who will fill the role. You've eliminated applicants with spelling errors or grammatical mistakes in the resume or cover letter. And you've ruled out those who failed to follow specific directions you've established in your request for applicants. Say you have a small group of candidates who've made the cut to this stage, and it's time for the interviews. How can you make the most of your time with each candidate? What questions can you ask to ensure the best candidate rises to the top? The word that surfaces again and again among business professionals is culture. When you can have your pick of talented individuals who have the experience and hard skills to do the job, how a candidate fits into the business culture becomes a differentiating factor. Barry Wernikoff of One-to-One Consulting in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania explains why. Quote, when filling a position, the most obvious responsibility is matching the company's job description with the candidate's qualifications. Unfortunately, so many new hires fail because the effort was not made to match the candidate to the company's culture. Just as much time needs to be taken learning about the culture of the company as well as the job requirements. The owner of the company needs to be interviewed just like the candidate. End quote. The importance of this issue is amplified in a challenging economy. Candidates may view cultural fit as a secondary concern, but fit takes an increased significance for companies seeking the right employee. McLean says managers do the interviewing at Stearns, and they're looking for somebody who is going to fit into the group or team. She says, quote, Stearns is very culture-oriented. We want someone who can work without a lot of supervision, independently, but also as part of a team. The industry is tough. We don't want someone who has their own dominion or kingdom. McLean also says they look specifically for candidates who are self-starters. Ken Johnson of DaVinci Search suggested the importance of matching soft skills. Quote, what makes great soft skills is like asking what makes great art. The best approach is to gather your internal people and ask everyone what qualities you want in a new hire. The more you can define the aspects that will make for a better cultural fit, the better you'll be in the long run. End quote. The following open-ended interview questions can help you determine if the employee is a good fit for the company. 1. What type of work environment brings out your best performance? 2. What type of work environment are you least likely to thrive in? 3. What did you like best or least about your last job and why? 4. Considering your greatest accomplishments in previous roles, what were the factors that allowed you to be successful? 5. How would you handle working with multiple managers? 6. How do you manage your time? And 7. Describe an instance when your efforts saved your company time or money. Welcoming the new team member. Congratulations. You've netted the perfect employee. They have the skill set you want. They fit the corporate culture. They're eager to get started. Now, how do you make them feel welcome to pave the road for a long, successful future together? Goldner explained, once the candidate is hired, make them feel welcome by creating what she calls a BLC culture, belonging, learning, communicative. Belonging. People want to belong to something bigger than them. Having a sense of belonging assures commitment. Create a sense of belonging by greeting employees with a good morning. Goldner says employees commonly mention their boss does not acknowledge their presence. Managers should be available to talk with the employees and get to know them as whole people, not just job descriptions. You may also sponsor business functions that include employees' families, but make them voluntary. Halsey describes a company barbecue he recently hosted at his home. Quote, it's a chance for people to chat across departments and have fun. Think of it as an informal team-building exercise. End quote. Learning. Employees want to continue to learn, and in the business climate, it's a necessity. Support a learning culture by providing performance feedback and coaching on an ongoing basis, not just during year-end performance reviews. Send employees to training, but also consider coaching, shadowing, temporary assignments, and participation on problem-solving teams as more cost-effective solutions. And consider delegating responsibilities that have become routine for you that would challenge your employees. Contributing. Employees want to know that they are making a difference. Provide a sense of what their contributions mean to the organization by clearly articulating what individuals do contribute to the success of the organization. Also, thank people for a job well done. When individuals go the extra mile, write a personal note to them, take them to lunch, put a memo in their personnel file, recognize them at staff meetings, present them with a certificate, just to name a few ways. Britton agreed that orientation gives new hire resources they need to be comfortable in their new roles, and introductions are important on the first day. In addition, she suggests taking the new employee to lunch so you can learn more about them as a person, and consider finding a guide for them. Set the individual up with a mentor who can provide guidance as he or she learns the ropes. A new hire will appreciate having someone to approach with inquiries. John Halsey suggests reviewing the company handbook and the new employee's specific performance objectives. Quote, knowing what is expected removes the am I doing the right thing jitters. And as a small company, we make time for the major players to greet and chat with the new people, whether you are hired as a receptionist or sales or whatever. Everybody meets managers and knows what they do. End quote. Properly welcoming the new hire after the long road the two of you have taken to get him or her in the door ensures a smooth transition. It also paves the way for a long, mutually beneficial relationship for both of you. And a long relationship guarantees you'll spend less time on the business of hiring and more time on your business.
Thanks for listening. For more information or to download more Blue Papers, please visit www.4imprint.com/bluepapers.